morning, everyone. I'm the new guy. He's still. Just kidding. My first visit to Black Falls Community Fellowship was in the neighborhood of about 3 months ago. How time flies. In my first visit here, I came with a friend, Mitchell. Most of you have known him. Most of you have known him. And in that first time of worship and praise, I got a word. I haven't shared it till now because it just didn't seem like to be the right time. The word I got was this: "Though black like coal, yet with a little time and pressure, you shall come out like diamonds." And when I shared that to Mitch, he turned and said to me, "I just heard hidden gems." Now, diamonds and gems, precious stones, they're valuable, they're of much worth. That's how the Lord sees each and every one of you.
Amen.
That's how the Lord sees each and every one of you, as diamonds and precious gems. Now, the point, black like coal and hidden. As the second word I'm about to share, this might start making a little more sense. Nominal was given. Don't let yourself think of yourselves less than the worth God sees you.
Amen.
Don't choose to be nominal. Don't settle for less. Another word, Ichabod. The glory, the ark was taken out of Israel and the glory had departed. Guard that candlestick. Choosing to be nominal will put that candlestick out, and the fire of the Holy Ghost will not move amongst you. Pastor's been preaching lots on repentance. There was one more, and it was eluding me. Fits so well. Maybe that's all that I was to say. I encourage you guys not to settle for less. Get into your closet. If that flame goes out, oh, now I remember. Thank you, Lord. If that flame goes out,
not to believe the lie.
You open up the place for what is known as a strange fire, and it will be the operation of witchcraft in your midst. It'll be mimicking the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, and it will be there to deceive and lead many astray. It'll bury you guys. It'll bury me.
Amen.
Well, as we go into prayer, as I'm informed that we're praying today, and it's not a great big sermon, be encouraged and prayerfully consider what has been said. If I'm out of the water and awake, please come and tell me. I can admit when I am wrong. But it was something. These words have been gathered over the course of the time that I've been here, and sometimes it takes time to put them together. With that, Lord bless you guys. May you lead your prayer groups as we gather today.
Amen. Thanks, Jeff. I believe, how many of us know emotion can run our lives? And I think a lot of times we think our emotions are actually God or the leading of the Holy Spirit. I see times when so many people are thinking, oh, I'm being led of the Spirit, but actually they've been running by their emotions. I think sometimes we have to actually pray, say, Lord, is this of me or is this of you? Right? That's so important. I see so many people running ahead and thinking this is God leading them when it's actually their own flesh running them to this direction. And it is, that's how you're deceived. You're not spending time in prayer. You only think it's a good thing because it's the right thing to do, but is it really of what God is telling you to do? First thing we should be doing is praying. In Acts, it shows how people prayed and asked for directions before they even did anything. I see too many Christians running out, getting behind this banner, saying this is the right thing to do, when they're not even praying. Don't get caught up in your emotion, but prayer. Too many people, and I think that's a good word, Jeff, the right word. Prayer is our number one thing we should be doing. We should be on our knees praying before we do anything else.
Amen.
Without prayer, we're not in line with God's word. We're not in line with Him. So be careful who you follow. We need to be led of the Holy Spirit. Don't be caught up behind the things that look good. We have no rights. We're here to share the gospel to those who are lost. Isn't freedom better? What's better, physical freedom or spiritual freedom? Spiritual freedom. Christ came to give us spiritual freedom from bondage of sin and a life of separation from him. We need to come to Christ to know him as our Lord and Savior so that we'll be spiritually free and be able to come into the presence of God and praise and worship him and be led of him and to know him intimately. Prayer is something, my desire to see that, I know we pray a lot, but I would desire that the church would pray more. So I've been writing down a book of prayers, and I encouraged my leadership, and I'm also encouraging all of us to write down your prayers. I even started writing down when they got answered. And it's amazing, within the last couple of days, sometimes prayer gets answered immediately, sometimes it's a couple of days, or maybe it doesn't even get answered while you're alive here on earth. You might not even see that prayer coming to being fulfilled. But when we write down our prayers, we're always reminded of how God is always answering prayers. So we can't forget, because we can forget. Sometimes we forget more so than anything. So because in 2 weeks, today I was like, I want to prepare us. In 2 weeks, we're going to, share the answers that God has given us by the prayers and petitions that we have. You share one or two, that's awesome. But in that is to encourage us to pray, to press in, to really be led of the Spirit. And so when we are being led of the Spirit, we will see God move. Because there is a false doctrine out there. There is, Satan goes around like an angel of light. He pretends to be an angel of light. And then he copies, mimics the gifts of God. Do you know that? A lot of people don't. They think they're being led of the Spirit when they're not. We need to be in prayer. It's like, Lord, am I being deceived? Am I being led of the Spirit? That's why it's so important to be in fellowship with believers for correction. Like when Jeff said that, if I'm wrong, I don't think he's wrong at all. I think he's bang on. When you have a humble heart saying that maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not hearing this correctly, maybe weigh this, shows humbleness and meekness. Do you know in Revelation 5:8, I need my different glasses. Revelation 5:8, it talks about how, I shared this last week, how there's a bowl of incense. In Revelation 5:8, it talks about how there is a bowl of incense. And this bowl of incense is actually all the prayers of all the saints going up to heaven. And every prayer that you have prayed is gathered into this, in this bowl, so it doesn't fall into deaf ears. God actually hears every prayer that you've had, every prayer you have been on your knees about. And it might not be, right? So who has Psalm 141, verse 2? So Psalm 141.
Pour out the complaint before him. Before him I tell my troubles.
I don't think that's the right one. Is that 142?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say. So Psalm 141, 2. There we go.
Oh, may my prayers be set before you like increased.
Like an incense.
Incense, sorry. May lifted up of my hand be like everything as be like the evening
sacrifice. Our prayers are like incense to God. It's a sweet fragrance. And in Revelation 8:2, it says, and I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them they were seven trumpets. Other angels having a golden censer came and stood at the altar, and he was given much incense that he would offer it with the prayers of all the saints onto the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of incense was with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the hands of the angel. So when we pray today, knowing, don't be afraid, am I praying correctly? Pray from the heart. Because God will correct if your prayer is wrong. There's no wrong. It all depends on the what you're praying about. I'm not going to say name it and claim it, because that's, we need to ask, but you don't just go out, name and claim it. But we ask, seek, ask, and receive. So the incense was representing prayer, and that the prayer is a central role of God's people. Prayer is a central key to our lives. Prayer is. Prayer, before you go into the battle, you're getting right, and you're getting prepared to know how God's going to work in you and through you. He's preparing you, lining you up to how to battle correctly. No army goes out and just wings it. They're also be defeated. They practice and practice and practice, so it's like second nature. And when we pray, we're always looking to God, have our eyes fixed on Him, and knowing which way He wants us to go. Even when Jeff said, I don't know if I need to say anything else, a lot of times the Holy Spirit says, that's enough. So we have to learn to keep our mouth zipped. Prayers are noted by God. God notes every prayer, but He doesn't always answer it. So don't give up praying. He knows what's best for us. He knows what prayers need to be answered in the right timing. Who has Isaiah 25:1?
O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth.
God is faithful and true. That's where we pray. He's always faithful. So prayer should motivate us to bring us back to God Almighty, that we cannot get on without getting plugged in to our Heavenly Father. What's Philippians 4:6? Who has Philippians 4:6?
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen. So by prayer and supplication, do not be anxious about anything. We see how this world's anxious. The Church of God should not be anxious. We should not be freaking out. We should have the peace of God. That's when we're anxious, then we are led by our own flesh. That should be a first key thing, is if I'm anxious, am I being worked upon my own flesh, or am I being led of the Spirit? Because the Spirit does not make you anxious. So what's John 15? 4-5.
Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Amen. So when we pray, we're coming into alignment. We're staying united with Christ. Prayer encourages us to go to the Father, where then we can find much more than a simple answers to our daily needs. It's coming into relationship with Him. Prayer is about building relationship with God Almighty, that I could turn to Him with gratitude and with love to say, thank you, Abba Father, for answering my this prayer. God is not a God that you go to like a genie in the bottle, rub them, and put up this name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I claim this. That's not right. But in Jesus' name, I ask for salvation for my family. In Jesus' name, I ask for this country to be awakened for salvation across this world. People will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that none should not perish. I know we prayed for Ryan's family, and we prayed a prayer. It's like, because you couldn't allow people into the place, but we prayed that Lord, give them favor that they'd be able to go see his dad in the hospital in the emergency room. Guess what? Next day it was opened. That's prayer. God loves those prayers. He makes a way when the way is not possible in our human thinking. So the purpose of prayer is to motivate us to love and desire the fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11, verse 5.
Faith enabled Enoch to be taken instead of dying. No one could find him because God had taken him. Scripture states that before Enoch was taken, God was pleased with him.
Amen. What did Enoch was known for? Walking with God. Was he known for anything else but walking with God? It wasn't mentioned. The only thing Enoch was, he walked with God. That's all he's known for, is walking with God. No mention of what he did, but he walked with God. For 300 years, he walked with God, praying and talking to him, being led of him. Isn't that a great thing to be known by? That I walk with God, I spend time in my prayer closet with him. That would be the best thing to be known by, is like your prayer life, how you are reliant on God alone. When people see that you're in love with God and how you're in your prayer closet, they're drawn to you because God is manifesting more so in your life. It's flowing out of you because you're tapped in. That it was, God was so pleased with spending time with Enoch. God desires that with us today. He wants you to be tapped in, to know his heart, to be led of him, be praying, pressing in. So the purpose of prayer is to change us. So when we go into God's presence through prayer, it changes us. Prayer changes us. It changes our desires. And our desires become his desires. Our perspectives are changed. We are given his perspectives. We start seeing things how he sees things. Wouldn't that be awesome? We wonder why the church as a whole is not effective. Is it not doing what God has called it to do? Because they have their own perspectives. When we have the right perspective, then we would be, oh my goodness, we would see people being healed, people being set free. We see the atmosphere being changed. But this takes time on our knees. Our understanding is changed. We see the bigger picture. Prayer also strengthens us for battle. We're in a battle. Hopefully we know that. So Ephesians 6, 10 to 11.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen. Ephesians 3:16. Who has that one? Ephesians 3:16. No?
3 verse 6.
Oh, I messed up.
Is it 16?
Yeah, 16.
I'm asking God to give you a gift from the wealth of his glory. I pray that he would give you inner strength and power through his spirit.
Amen. That's what prayer does. Strengthens us. This inner power. About Romans 15, 13.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. So through prayer, we press in. Amen. Press in. And so what's Romans, which one was the last one? Romans 1. Oh, yeah. Romans 1, 1 to 12. Or 11 to 12.
11 to 12?
Yeah.
I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
So when we pray together, we're going to encourage one another in the faith. What prayer quest do we have today? When we get together in our group, we're not going to go on a long story, but just say, I need a prayer for encouragement. Can you pray for encouragement? I need strength today. Can you pray for strength for me? Very simple, to the point, right? And I know we like to talk. No, you don't. But when we get together, the purpose of why we come together in prayer, and we could write it down and say, you know what, I'm going to keep on praying for so-and-so this week. And then in 2 weeks, we come together and says, you know what, God answered that prayer that day or the following day. The purpose is to be knowing that God does answer prayer, and he does answer prayer. It's to encourage us to press in and not to be looking at how the world sees it, but through the lens of the gospel, through the eyes of Christ. So 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another. Lifting each other up in prayer. Edifying is build each other up. Encourage one another to really press in. Sometimes we get so bombarded and we crumble. But that's why we meet, to edify, to encourage one another, to help each other to grow in faith. When we pray with each other, we're, Lord, encourage them. And also it finishes it. It says, just as you are doing. So we do it at times without even knowing it. Is that amazing? So my encouragement, write down the prayers in point form. And when those prayers get answered, you can just share those, right? So Father, I just thank you that this time we could gather together as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we could edify and build each other up by the word of God, by your living word that transforms and changes our hearts and it changes our attitudes and our emotions. Lord, I pray that our minds would be binded to yours. Our thoughts would be binded to yours. Our hearts would be binded to you. Lord, that we would be in step with you as Enoch was, who walked with you daily for 300 years. Lord, let us be led of your Spirit. And if we're not being led of your Spirit, pray, Lord, that you would reveal that. Lord, if we're anxious about anything, Lord, I pray that we would put at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, I desire your peace that transcends all understanding, that transcends everything. Lord, help us today to pray properly. Lord, let us not be afraid for asking for prayer. And I thank you, Lord. So we'll just kind of, if you want to do it in groups of four and or whatever, and just pray for one another and, you know, take 5 or 10 minutes, or 10 minutes, I guess, to do that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pray. No time limit. There's no time limit.